All right, I have some more ticket texts coming in. Tiger bullpen is pathetic, but Meadows, Veerling, Rogers, and Sweeney not hitting is also a big concern. Too many holes in the second half could be bumpy. Rick and Waterford. All right, I think this is interesting. I think that the bullpen absolutely is going to be reworked here with more arms. The players you mentioned, Meadows, Veerling, Rogers, and Sweeney not hitting, too many holes in the lineup.
Well, first
these
of all,
these aren't all starters.
Right.
Meadows has been starting in center field for his defense first, and he even faltered in the defensive over the last few days.
Bad week.
Not a good weekend for him, but he's a very, very, very good center fielder defensively, but not a good weekend for him. Veerling, Rogers, and Sweeney. Well, Rogers is your backup catcher, and by all accounts, a great guy behind the plate, but lacks the hitting tool. Sweeney, very good defensive shortstop, but again, lacks a hitting tool. And Matt Veerling, coming back from injury, is still getting up to speed. He was a guy who was counted on last year a lot. And I think a lot got made out about how good and how important he was for the team because he was one of the few guys in the roster who I think actually had an above average OPS on the team last year. But the team last year was so bad that he stood out for being above average.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the team is so much better hitting-wise, they've got a bunch of guys on this in the everyday lineup that are above average OPS-wise. Now it kind of exposes Veerling for perhaps being what Veerling is. But what he really is just an extra guy in the lineup.
Right. He's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. It's like I always said, every team needs a guy like Matt Veerling. You just can't have a lot of them.
Well, and that's where I wonder, do they have too many? Like, is McKinstry is having this year, it's an all-star year, but it's well above and beyond what he's ever done as a major league player in the past. I don't know if it's sustainable. I don't know if this is what we should expect from Zach McKinstry for the next 5 years of his major league career to be this good. But it does give me pause because I'm not ready to sit here and say this is the guy who has to be in the lineup every day, even though I think he does right now until he proves otherwise. But the Veerling, Rogers, Sweeney, and Meadows complaint that this texter has, or that Rick has, I think it's legit, and we probably should take a closer look at what Parker Meadows is doing or what he's not doing.
He's hitting 193 since he came back, two home runs, 36 strikeouts. And like you mentioned, you know, he's always been a great fielder. I mean, he completely botched the play Friday, which is a basic fly ball to center field. You know, he tried to make played hero ball instead of just letting the ball bounce and keep it, you know, in front of him. And then yesterday,
I thought he dove too late.
Well, whatever. It was still a stupid play.
Either way, you don't try to make that play.
Yesterday, Green had that miscommunication, and I think it was he's the center fielder. He's got to take control.
It was a fly ball to left center field. Both outfielders came in on it. Riley Green deferred to Parker Meadows, and Parker Meadows looks like he was deferring to Riley Green, and the ball fell harmlessly to the ground. And it ends up being a compound problem. The first problem I thought was, uh-oh, because this means that Jack Flaherty won't pitch in the sixth inning. Because Flaherty had thrown like 81 pitches, I think, to that point. And now he's got to pitch to another batter, which is going to extend the number of pitches he throws in the inning, which probably gets him too far or too close to the point where you'd want. And maybe it was 87 to get thrown to that point. And A.J. Hinch didn't pitch him in the sixth inning and came out with somebody else, which was a problem because Flaherty was pitching pretty well to that point. But there is an issue with Parker Meadows. The strikeouts are a major concern. When your strikeout rate is over 30%, that's a concern. Now, is it just a recency thing, or is it, I mean, you mentioned it's 36 strikeouts in, it's 109 at bats, let alone plate appearances when you factor in the walks, but he hasn't drawn a ton of walks. In fact, he's only walked one time in his last 34 at bats. So he's not getting on base. What he is doing is when he makes contact, he hits the ball hard. Unfortunately for him, he's had some bad luck of where it goes, right into somebody's mitt. He did it again yesterday, rifled a ball right into somebody's mitt. He did it a few times over the weekend, even into the outfield. But he's only hitting 206 in the month of July after a 187 June. that's not a big climb. And as you said, the average is still, when you add it all together, it's below the Mendoza line. His OPS for the month of July is 434. It's worse than what it was in June, which was no great shakes, when it was 594. Do they have a Parker Meadows problem? I think it's fair to bring up stuff.
Yes, it is. They have a problem. And look, we've seen it last year when he got sent down, right? He came back and he started doing well. Then he got hurt again. He came back and he was fine. I don't think there's a problem if you decide, you know what, he needs a little bit of Toledo in his life.
Well, and he may. And he may. And that's the thing is that, okay, and I know people would say, well, go trade. Hold off on the. You could certainly trade. Or do they have that other position? Is it already in-house? Does Javi go back to playing center field?
But probably.
Then does Sweeney go back to playing every day at shortstop? And you start looking around at that. But if they wanted to, not saying they have to, but if they wanted to, they could look to Toledo and say, Akil Baddoo, come on back up.
Hold on.
I'm just saying why, okay?
No, bring anybody.
But 837 OPS, hitting 265 on the year. He just came off a game where he had three triples in one game. He's doing much better, but it's a guy we've seen a million times before, which is, I imagine, the number one reason.
Give me some other names that they could bring up from Toledo besides him.
Justin Henry Molloy, who's got a 937 OPS, continues to hit there. He's hitting 336 there.
There you go.
He's done very well there. Otherwise, no. Probably I don't need to see Brewer Hicklin. I don't need to see they just let the other one go. Margot. He's gone. But the other thing is just in-house. You've got Vierling who can play the outfield. You've got McKinstry can play anywhere in the outfield you want him to, and you've got Javi Baez that can play out there as well. But does Parker Meadows need to sit, or not sit, but does he need to go to Toledo? He needs to play. He needs to hit every day.
As long as but you promise gonna, me you're not bringing back Akil Baddoo, I'll do anything.
What's the aversion, the number one aversion?
I just don't think he's good. I mean, he's proven time and time again that he's not good at the major league level.
Fair enough.
I mean, it just... The stats just—I mean, I don't have them. I'll look them up, but I mean, he got off to a great start. He's popular. He's got a cool name and all that stuff. He's fast. And
he's got a cool name.
Okay, you know.
No, I mean, to your point, he's a 674 career OPS in the major leagues, in over 1,000 at bats.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's got his 1,000 at bats in the major league level, and
he doesn't
he
have
is what he is.
He doesn't have really a great arm from the outfield either, if I'm not mistaken.
No, but he's a guy who can run a little bit, and he can defensively, he's fine out there. But I'm not thrilled with it either. I was just bringing it up. That's one of the names that would be
brought
up. I'd
rather have Jahan.
I would absolutely rather have Justin Henry Molloy, who can play a corner outfield spot not very well, but he can hit. And the other thing is, like I mentioned earlier, you're going to get Kerry Carpenter back. And getting Kerry Carpenter back can move people around. Wenzel Perez, can he play some center field?
Probably.
Sure. You know, McKinstry can play center field. You got Riley Green, he can slide over and play center field.
Can Jones play center field? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't want him there.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm not sure how much of Jahmy Jones I want to see.
I'd rather have him than Akil Baddoo. Okay.
Well, Jahmy Jones, the one thing he has done this year to this point is he's hit left-handed pitching awfully well. Mm-hmm. But here's another guy, he doesn't have many stats in the major leagues. It's only 167 at-bats, but it's a 640 OPS.
It's 200 better than Akil Baddoo.
Yeah, it's nothing. Actually, it's below Akil Baddoo. But yeah, it's nothing to get excited about. The guys to get excited about, unfortunately, are playing at double A ball. But that's not happening.
No.
Should
it.
Nor should it. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Speaking of which, the Tigers did make some selections last night in the Major League Baseball draft. Four of them, in fact, in the three rounds. They had an early compensatory pick in the
competitive
in the draft.
Balance picks. I don't know.
Yes, I don't either. I think they make it way convoluted, but the Tigers ended up with the 24th and 34th pick in the draft.
You know what was weird? Usually there's a few of the players that are there. There was nobody there.
Nope, no players there. No players there. But we'll talk more about the Tigers with you. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Big concerns versus small concerns. We'll break those down for with you, I should say. We want your input on it as well. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1 The Ticket.